Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a professor coming up in about 20 minutes to give us some key intel on epigenetics. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. I want the perspective of black folks out there, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, that the way they're hyping this whole Clippers deal is meant to create more division. While the banks rob us blind and are tax exempt, and while these sports owners are tax exempt, I mean, I hate Sterling. I hate Jerry Jones. I hate Eccleston with the Formula One track. I mean, they have robbed me with state and local taxes to pay for their multi-billion dollar facilities. They robbed you. Nothing makes me madder than some rich guy who's tax exempt, who, by the way, lectures me that I got to raise my taxes to pay them. That's the discrimination. And it makes me want to throw up. I don't care if a team owner's black or white. I don't like them if I'm having to pay for their sports stadium. But if they get everybody racially obsessed, they can say, hey, you want guns? You're racist. You don't like Obamacare? It's because you don't like Obama. No, I don't like Obamacare because it's a big screw job because I studied the bill. But I don't get into this racial division stuff. I do cover it, though, so people understand what's happening. Maybe folks disagree. We're going to talk to P, Daryl Hollins, and Eli. P, you're on the air. Welcome from Florida. What's your take on this?
Well, I'm African-American. I'm black as well. I'm here. I'm with my girlfriend. We've been watching the show. She watches every day. And she told me to call in because I'm not really a watcher that much. I don't really got time for this type
of
thing.
No, I understand. But anyway, I mean, so you're giving us your real take on it. Go ahead.
Yeah, my take is basically that this dude right here with the yelling about the black people, I think he needs to watch his mouth, you know what I'm saying? Because that's kind of disrespectful.
Well, no kidding. The guy's obviously out of his mind, completely delusional. Most of his team's black, and he's friends with these people on the surface, and then meanwhile talking trash about, I mean, I think the main thing is he's mad that she's running around on him, but what does he expect? The guy's just an idiot. My point is, do you get the fact that they're hyping it to create a diversion from how we're all being robbed?
Well, I see what you're saying about how I'm being robbed because when I went to the mall, I went to go buy a pair of Jordans, and the price was like $135, and I only make $275 per week. So I'm trying to figure out, like, why would I buy these sneakers at so much money, you know what I'm saying?
When exactly, exactly. And they sell it as culture, so you'll pay more for it, when it was actually made by Chinese slaves. And it's just incredible. Really good points. Appreciate your call. Eli in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I, too, am African-American, black, you know, whatever the million different kinds of names they put to anyone who has a little melanin in their skin, but you know, I completely agree. These racially divisive tactics have completely put a smokescreen up, and most people are plugged into the matrix of the news and sports and get sucked into the, you know, these ridiculous debates while these snakes strangle us all. And it's ridiculous. And I try as the best I can, you know, living in Harlem, there are two groups, you know, they're the more, you know, politically aware older groups and the, you know, more politically unaware younger groups, and we, you know, it's really tough to, you know, try to get this through to people that this is known. Donald Sterling has been known to be a racist. This is not the first thing he said. And these things come up at the most ridiculous times, when, you know, World War III might start in Ukraine, while these banks rob us until there's nothing left. You know, it pisses me off. Like, just like the war on poverty, the war on racism, as if it's going to disappear one day. It's ridiculous.
Great points. Anything else?
No, I mean, I just want to, you know, tell you to keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, your message is getting through to all cultures, all races. It's about humanity. It's not about skin color or religion.
Exactly. Hey, we're all getting chemtrails. They're putting stuff in all the vaccines. They're coming after everybody. And that's my point. That's why they want us fighting with each other. More calls coming up. Daryl, others, stay with us.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Seems like everybody I know someone who's dying of brain cancer from ages 25 or so up to 60, 70. And I love to just invite Dr. Group here every month or so and let him bring whatever topic is that he wants to cover. And today he gave me some of the points he wants to go over. The studies, I've got a stack of news on this, about what smart meters, Wi-Fi, but especially cell phones are doing to your brain. It's a death sentence. And I see people with phones up to their heads, and I just go over and say something to them. And then even I lose my hands free or my headset and do it myself sometimes. We've got, if you've got cell phones, folks, you've got, because with microwave radiation, it reduces in power every distance. I've talked to engineers out from the length of the antenna, basically, or the wave, and how the antenna's cut. But basically, when you've got it right up against your brain, it's full power shooting right through your skull, only about a quarter inch, into your brain. That's where these tumors are coming up. A lot of scientists have been going public, top doctors. They had studies back in the 60s on this, 70s, 80s. We're going to talk about that and more with him in the third hour today. But you can just pull up mainline, CNN, BBC, you name it. But the big lobby is trying to act like it's no big deal. And sure, it's not good for you when it's a foot away from your head. But if you look at 12 inches away or 24 inches away, if it's sitting in the driver's side seat, you got a wire going to your head, or if you're using a hands-free, then it's just a radio connection. It's literally hundreds of times not as strong. So if you're going to use these devices, it's like they finally told cops about a decade ago, don't sit in your car with the radar gun between your legs. Because even when you're not pulling the trigger, it's generating RF. And the cops were all getting, you know, huge increases in testicular cancer. Just like TSA has huge cancer clusters. You sit around X-ray machines all day. And they go, oh, well, they're shielded by some lead. That doesn't block all of it. It shoots out the front and the back. Now they've added more scanners in. It's a death sentence. Look at the inventor of X-rays. You know, she died of cancer. Young. So we're going to be talking about that. We got another professor coming on about epigenetics. Really fascinating stuff here in a few minutes. I haven't gotten to all the other news that I've got here in front of me before I go back to your calls. All over the country, they're coming in with zoning laws to only let coffin apartments be built that are 200 square feet. Austin's now doing it so they can charge you more per unit and get more property tax. How do you get more taxes? You lower standard of living. And that's out of Fox News. Stackable container homes tested in New York City. And the argument is, oh, it's for poor people. No, it's not. It's being rolled out to lower the standards. It's Agenda 21. Get the book, Behind the Green Mask, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Read it and understand it. Or my book that predicted it all, my film that predicted it all, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 8 years ago, that says they're going to build coffin houses. Because they said they would. And they say it's for control and surveillance. And they're going to raise the taxes and stuff till they run everybody out of the country. That's why we've got to run to the country now, as many of us as we can, to build communities where we only buy from each other. I don't care what color you are. We discriminate against the big major corporations, the New World Order. We don't do business with them except when we absolutely have to. We go to mom and pops. We go to farmers markets. We support people. We hire veterans. We hire people that, because of whatever culture they come out of, they've been discriminated against. If they show they've got what it takes. Oh, you're a veteran, they claim, has all this stuff wrong with you? We're going to hire you. We don't believe the stereotype. So, you see, that's how we defeat the classism that isn't even just classism of rich people not liking poor people. It's ultra-technocracy eugenicist playing God over everyone. Like mad scientists. They're the enemy. And I don't care what race or creed you are. We better come together against this and not let them win, because they're coming down on everybody. Now, I said I wanted to talk to black folks about their take on the Clippers deal. Am I wrong that this is being hyped for a diversion? This is not endorsing what the Clipper guy said. It's over the top. But some rich 80-year-old guy who's known to be an elitist racist, I'll guarantee you that guy hates everybody. And he's a hypocrite, too. He's dating a lady that's like part black, Hispanic, I think a couple of, I mean, big deal. He's out of his mind. He's a hypocrite. As I've read a statistic years ago, that the number one area for interracial porn is the Deep South. I mean, it's the same deal. Here's this guy doesn't like, quote, minorities, and then he's dating his girlfriend, and she looks like she's black and Asian to me. The whole point is just a bunch of, it's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely ridiculous, okay? And I've already said it over and over again. Let's just go to your phone calls. Daryl in Virginia, what is your take on this?
Yes, sir. This is Crip Ron Paul. I definitely want to get to that Snoop Dogg and Michael Jordan topic in just 1 second. But, yeah, the distraction was going on. They're going to pass some crazy bill while, you know, the rest of America is being distracted by entertainment. Now, we have to understand that, yes, ignorance and racism still exist in all races, but why are we not out there bashing the real racist people like Eric Holder, Barack Obama, Ben Bernanke, Hillary Clinton, the real elitists that's actually killing people out there? Now, when it comes to this Snoop situation, like, didn't he go positive with this Snoop lying thing? Like, what happened to the peaceful Snoop? All of a sudden, you're back bashing white people over somebody that we already know was racist from the beginning. Like, you promote ignorance in your music. Like, he's the reason why I started gangbanging years ago. But, you know, I woke up due to the ideologies and of Ron Paul and listen to people like you and your show. Like we got to stop brainwashing the black community. Like, what, abortions kills more people, has killed more people than the KKK. There's more black murders in the urban community than in the history of the KKK in America. Like, why are we letting the television brain, we need to get people active, like how, you know, the Panthers was back in the days, getting organized and getting people in, and people active. Now, Michael Jordan, like, he destroyed the urban community. How dare you say anything about racism when you're charging people $250 in the ghetto, where people spend their last bit of money, where they don't buy the kids food because they're trying to stay fresh to wear.
Exactly. They're buying in to Michael Jordan, who I know reportedly behind the scenes is a real jerk. And you know, just like he reportedly acts just like Lance Armstrong. He thinks he's God. Everybody else is trash. You know, his girlfriend gets cancer. I'm done with you. You know, he's like a Newt Gingrich. I mean, these guys are the scum of the earth. I don't care what color they are. And what you're saying is absolutely on target. The way the gangster culture, you know, the $300 tennis shoe culture, and people think they've got status because they have that bling. And it's socially designed to absolutely annihilate the black community, and it's done it. I mean, look, Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. And look at what modern liberalism and so-called multiculturalism has done. We are more divided. The communities are falling apart. But don't worry. They're not just done with the black people. They're going to do it to everybody. And it's so sick to sit here and to see it and to see people totally captured by it. Anything else?
Yeah, man, we got to wake people up, man. If we don't unite now, it's going to be late because these leaders are taking over, and it's going to be us left behind. So, yeah, that's it, brother. Crip Ron Paul, check me out on my YouTube.
All right, thank you so much. And, yeah, the globalists do want to have a race war. Look how they're doing race war or religious war in Crimea, other areas. Look at using one Muslim group against another in Syria. The globalists divide and conquer the great games of Zbigniew Brzezinski. Divide and conquer is the name of the game. It's the only way this tiny global elite can dominate the planet is divide and conquer. Balkanization. It's the only way they can do it. And I know you know that. We've got to get that message out to people that we've got to stand on morals, family, private property, a new renaissance, becoming informed, not buying into the modern fake liberal culture of death that the Republican Party is just another arm of. And we're going to go to break and come back with this amazing professor that I saw on Stefan Molyneux's show, because I'm wanting to get a bunch of professors on of epigenetics. She's not a professor of that. She's a behavioral science and psychology, but it all ties in together. But just the way she was quantifying it and getting into some of the important points of it. So I'm going to get a bunch of people on that I heard her talk about, because I've done research on this years ago, but more and more the field is really describing what's happening. So we're going to go to her. If you want to hold, because I want to talk to you after she's gone, I believe that's Hollis, and then Rennell, Chris, and Chris. We will get to all of you after she leaves us. And then Dr. Edward Group is going to be here in studio to talk about what the cell phones are doing. See, I don't care who you are, what color you are, the cell phones are killing us deader than a hammer. It's kind of like the Gardasil shots in their own trials 8 years ago were sterilizing people, giving them autoimmune diseases, and killing some. Now they're making it mandatory for all little girls in Mexico. You're not going to hear it La Raza, that means the race, by the way, very racist group, warning Hispanics not to take the shot. They're just going to talk about how gringos are racist all day. See how the real social engineers have to act like they're fighting racism, because in the truth, they're selling the cultural engineering and control that's meant to play us all off against each other. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to go to the professor, who I really appreciate joining us briefly. Remember, this is a listener-supported transmission. We have sold out over and over again of the Nation Iodine proprietary. So good for your glands. Done so much for me energy-wise, weight loss-wise, skin health-wise. It's been $29.95. That's half the price leading competitor of this proprietary iodine. I'm taking $5 off because we ordered such a mass quantity of it. We do finally have a glut of it. But we're only going to run this for a couple weeks. It's $5 off, $24.95. Survival Shield Nation Iodine, a great way to stock up on it. And it supports the broadcast. Check out the other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com and our Wake Up America Coffee. grown in southern Mexico in the high mountains, totally organic, by the Chiapas rebels, basically. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. And as always, thank you all for your support.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Darsha Narvaez is a professor, PhD at Notre Dame University. You can check her out at www.nd.edu/Tilde D. Narvaez, and we really appreciate her coming on with us because I watched an hour-long program she was on over the weekend on Stefan Molyneux's TV show up in Canada. She's with us throughout the hour, that I promise if you guys hold, I'll go to you. But I wanted to get her on because she was talking about just child development and how children are not doing as well in Western society as they were in the past. I mean, every metric shows that. But she was also getting into epigenetics, which she's not a professor of, but she studied. I'm going to get a bunch of professors of it on. Because I personally, you know, have had experiences growing up, whatever you want to call them, of what I would call hyper instincts. And I was like almost like an old man when I was a kid in ways. But so are young girls, other young boys. I have two daughters. And they'll just out of the blue, even when they were little bitty, just say incredibly profound things I know they've never heard before. So what is that? Well, it's the innate programming of humans, folks. We are all our ancestors. And they've proven the DNA is basically a record of things, and it just gets deeper and deeper. But this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'm giving you my layman view of it, but I think this is the key to understanding so much. She joins us today, and I appreciate her coming on, and we'll go over her bio more in the next segment. But how would you quantify what's happening to the youth and how that ties into epigenetics?
Well, good to talk with you, Alex.
Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on. I see that we have been misdeveloping or misraising kids for some time now, and that affects their own expression of genes they inherit, their DNA, but it also then affects the subsequent generations. We know that there are epigenetic inheritance effects now, so that if your grandparents went through a famine when either your mother is an egg or your the sperm of the grandfather was affected, then you're going to be affected as a grandchild, your health, for example. And what I'm doing is I'm expanding and pulling together information about how that affects our social capacities and our moral capacities.
Describe for folks more of the definition of epigenetics.
Epigenetics, well, it's kind of a little the broad understanding of it is how, as you are growing, there are sensitive periods for genes to be turned on or off, is the easy way to say it, or expressed is more formal way to say it, so that you might have a gene, for example, they've done studies on a family in Europe where they have a particular MAOA gene that is linked to aggression. And they find that the family members tend to be more aggressive, and they are the ones who have certain variations of the gene. But it turns out that that's not enough. It's not enough just to have the gene. You have to have an environment of abuse that actually makes that gene get expressed in a particular way or leads to aggressive behavior.
Well, exactly. Here's an example. I started getting beat up a lot when I was 10 or 11 years old. I was the sweetest kid ever, but then I turned into a just absolutely vicious person. I mean, I'm nice today, but it developed and expressed, you know, barbarian type traits.
Right. And so there's different sensitive periods for genes to be expressed in a more or less permanent way. And the first few years of life are one of those time periods. Early adolescence is another. So those experiences you have at that time of support for what you need or not are going to influence how your genes are functioning, essentially. Some people say, really, genes don't really matter much. It's all epigenetics. So genes are just a blueprint, and they're inanimate. They don't function unless experience turns them on or off.
So they're basically like switches.
Well, it's a blueprint, and you got the environment is the switch.
Oh, I see. So it's the blueprint, and then the environment is the switch. I get it.
Right.
Wow. And, of course, the establishment has known this for a long time, and I think that's why it's important for the public to understand this, because if I look at the social engineering going on, they are clearly trying to make people be like jellyfish or something.
Yeah, well, when you undermine babies' needs, which I argue about and write about a lot and study, you are developing a person that's stress reactive. So what happens is the part of the brain, the more executive functions, aren't established well to control those fear or anger reactions, because that has to happen in those first years of life. Those are when the switches are being formed from experience of care. And when they're not established well, then you end up with a person that easily gets stressed out.
Very profound. Stay there. I want to give you the floor when we come back to talk about the young that you are such an expert at.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Professor Darsha Narvaez is our guest, and she is a prominent behavioral psychologist at the University of Notre Dame, and she has developed several theories, adaptive, ethical. Well, we're going to go over all of her theories with her so that I don't butcher them here, but she deals with basically neurobiology, clinical development, education sciences in her developed projects and research about moral development. I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that if people don't hold their babies and take them places with them and teach them how to cook and teach them how to sweep and teach them how to fish and teach them how to hunt and teach them how to communicate and teach them how to be charming and teach them how to sew and teach them how to play football, that people don't develop. There's less language now. I've seen the studies out about the different types of formula. The brains don't develop. They don't even weigh as much as our ancestors. And then you look at the social engineers on record wanting a manageable population. We're raised by television. Our bones are much smaller. I've got a BBC article out dealing with that today. just because we watch so much television, and I'll show TV viewers that article in a moment. Here's one out of the Daily Mail. How modern humans have become weaklings compared with our ancient ancestors who could outrun and outlive today's top athletes. Just a regular person that they dug up out of a field in Cambridge, England, could just absolutely pull the arm out of the socket of the current Cambridge University students. We are degenerating, ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of it's social engineering, a lot of it's just the modern world, but certainly the political classes have been accentuating this. We've had a lot of white papers on air we've covered. I'm not saying that's the professor's views. We'll get her views. Professor, I'm going to give you the floor, or I'll just run wild with this. But please, Professor, when I watched you with Stefan Molyneux, you broke down what the studies show with epigenetics not being triggered, or the good genes not being triggered, or the other genes being triggered, the genes that are more associated with not being successful, I guess, to boil it down, when we don't spend proper time with our babies. And so you've got the floor to break this down for people.
Okay, thanks. Well, we're studying right now the effects of parenting and the context of early life on early child development. So we're looking at a set of practices that evolved 30 million years ago with the social mammals, and that humans only intensified further because as we evolved to walk on two legs instead of four limbs, our pelvises had to shrink in order to enable that. And so the babies had to be born a little more helpless. And so we're born with only 25% of the brain in place, and most of that grows in the first 5 years of life. It doesn't finish till the third decade, like age 25. Some people say 35 now. So that's all the good thinking and planning and foresight stuff. But in those first years, then, babies are born, when we compare to other animals, 9 to 18 months early, which means those not months, really, babies should be treated almost like they're still in the womb. So you want to keep them not getting distressed, because during that time, the stress response systems of various kinds are being established. And if you distress the baby frequently, the thresholds and the kind of set points for those systems are going to be at a very hyperactive state, which means what happens when the stress response kicks in is that it draws blood away from your higher order thinking skills, away from your orientation to other people, your compassion, and mobilizes you for action, either to fight, to run away, or to just freeze if you can't do those things, or even faint away. So it makes you very self-focused, and you get personally distressed easily. So we're looking at the parenting practices and how they affect then that brain development. And when you don't get touched, like you were saying, pretty much constantly in the first year of life, that's when all the stuff is being established to be good and it work well. Then you can actually develop a more hyperactive reaction to life and new situations. And we know from the rat studies that Michael Meany and his lab has done, and you might get him on, but they've done studies for 20 years, and they show that if you have a high nurturing rat mother, in the first 10 days of life, she turns on hundreds of genes, perhaps thousands of genes, by her care. And they focus in on one in particular, and they find that if you have a low nurturing mother during that time, that means you're not getting licked if you're a rat, but if you're a human, it would be held. And if you don't have a high nurturing mother at that time, those genes never get turned on properly. So for the rest of your life, you're going to be anxious with new things. So these genes need touch to be turned on to control anxiety. If you don't get that, you're going to be an anxious rat. But they've also then transferred this to looking at the same processes, the neurobiological processes in humans, and find similar things happening. So that's just touch. And then there's breast milk. You mentioned that. Breast milk has thousands of ingredients, and it builds a good brain with a lot of serotonin receptors, which are linked to not getting depressed. It has all the things you need to build your immune system. And so in our what we do is we use I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm going to tell you about these practices. And the way we know that humans that have actually followed these practices is we looked at anthropology research. And there's small band hunter-gatherers. These are little societies of nomadic foragers. They have no possessions, essentially, and they migrate to food areas. They really represent our 99% of human history. were in these kinds of societies. And in those societies, they do these parenting practices that I'm going to tell you about. And turns out they're really kind of smart and just intelligent and more perceptive. They see better, hear better. It's just kind of amazing. And they have much more peaceful personalities as well. They don't get so easily distressed. Or when you do that, you probably perish out there in the forest or jungle if you couldn't control yourself. So what are these practices? So these practices that we see in these small band hunter-gatherers are the ones that we're examining in my laboratory, and we're finding they're related to child development, their intelligence, their empathy, their conscience, their self-regulation, whether they're depressed or aggressive. They're all related to these practices. So they are touch, as I mentioned, pretty constantly and available, hugging, affection in early life. Responsiveness to the needs of the baby, so you don't let them cry. Crying babies are killing synapses. It's undermining development. Touch is another one. That I should just say that when a baby's not touched, they will stop growing. You can see this in the severe neglect cases, but it means the DNA synthesis starts to slow down. So if you want a nice, healthy baby, you've got to carry them around until they want to walk around themselves. And then we have free play. So babies are ready to play from birth. You can see this in videos that Colin Trevorthen has captured. They're ready to communicate back and forth, and they want to spend their life doing that. So that builds the brain. It builds a very smart, intelligent, socially skilled person. Multiple adult caregivers. Babies need lots of care. This is not enough. One person is not enough. One mom, one dad. And mom, two people, not enough. You need the village. And we've kind of undermined that in our society at the moment. Also, soothing perinatal experiences. So no separating the mom and baby at birth. No inducement of pain. That is remembered in the brain. The baby's first impressions of life are going to be forever stamped in their personality.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong, it then access all of the racial memories of pain and starts putting them on that path.
Right. So they get more self-protective. So what happens is the brain sort of shuts itself down. It starts to filter life according to those threatening things. And that's what makes you less intelligent. It makes you less flexible. It makes you less
adaptive. And then you can be in a nanny state that programs you with the fake fears it puts out.
Oh, you're more susceptible to all that. Yeah.
Well, please continue. Amazing. Please continue.
Right. So what happens is you build when your parents or your caregivers don't attend to you as the baby, you know, and say, hi, you know, and interact with you, you kind of learn, and they send you off to your crib by yourself, cry it out. You learn that, you know, the world is not a safe place. So you're going to distrust everything that's sort of basic in your personality. And you're also going to learn that, you know, you don't get much pleasure from being with other people. So you're going to do your own thing, which, you know, can also... Sometimes that's okay, but sometimes it's very destructive. People, you know, are very detached from relationships.
Sure. Bottom line, what you break down in your writings is, because I've read some of them now, and you see it as common sense, as prima facie, what you're saying, that people are not talking as much. Their IQs are going down. The vocabulary is going down. We're not as healthy. We're more stressed out. This modern system is basically killing us.
Right. And let me clarify on the IQ thing. IQ scores over the 20th century in the USA went up. And that's called the Flynn effect. And Flynn wrote a book about this in 2007. And he says, well, let's look at that. What is it that changed over time? What did people get better at? It's answering hypothetical questions, scientific kind of thinking, detached from what's going on now, detached from your emotions. So we've been increasing that kind of IQ, while emotional IQ, the ability to be flexible and socially responsive in the moment, has been plummeting. And so you can see now, I see in my students, they prefer to text rather than the face-to-face, you know, eye contact, back and forth stuff.
Oh, people sit at tables and text each other now.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So, yeah, IQ. So I think we're getting less intelligent in comparison to our small band hunter gatherers. All the stories, you know, Jared Diamond has written a book about what we can learn from ancient societies. And one of his earlier books, he said, you know, that he thought the Papua New Guineans, who he studied extensively, were much smarter than we were, but they didn't have all the social supports to keep people alive who are not that smart.
Sure, sure. Well, I haven't quantified this in any type of scientific way. I can just kind of generally look at a lot of the different research trains of thought and compare them to what I see as just a person who's gone to the College of Hard Knocks in the streets and just business in the world. But if you look at Carl Jung and archetypes and all that, well, those are basically stamped on us genetically. That's why they do have that power. And then you take it to the next level of epigenetics. When you look at ancient rituals and things that are rites of passage for men and women, that when you do those rites of passage, it's like areas of your brain turned on. And my whole life, it was like, wow, for whatever reason, this ritual I was just part of, or this archetype, I didn't even know those terms when I was younger. It was like suddenly a world would open up to me. And it was like doorways or chapters in a book you go through in your development, in your hierarchy of development. And then I see other people never really going into their hierarchy of development. As you said, just scientifically studying one business, one area, getting really good at that, not having general knowledge until it's almost like they're biological androids that are programmed by the system and aren't even real. Do you see what I'm saying, Professor?
Yeah. I think one of the things we're undermining by not caring for babies in the way they're intended to be cared for is receptive intelligence. So if you look at indigenous folks, traditional societies, they're much more tuned into communications from the natural world. But in the West, the natural world we've decided is dead, and we're the only people that are alive. Only humans are alive. And so we don't hear the water. We don't hear the trees. I know it sounds a little wacky to us, right? But this is worldwide. Traditional societies, they have much more awareness of how the whole earth is sort of communicating. And we've lost that, and we think, you know, that it's just us that matter. And that human superiority thing over so I'm pushing the envelope here and being bold. The human superiority idea is really what's leading to our crisis, I think, in sustainability. We're destroying the earth because we don't think it matters. It's just us, right? We're going to figure it out, and we're cool, and we're smart. But we're not getting very smart anymore.
But we don't realize we're killing ourselves while we're killing the earth. And then there's also then fake environmental movements that siphon off all the real concern. Quantify this then for epigenetics. It's been proven, as you said, there's all these studies. But how deep does it really go? Is this where people get the idea of reincarnation? Not that we're really being reincarnated, but they just feel like they've been here before because we're living in a civilization like a coral reef built by our ancestors, and there's archetypal relics of them, societal, cultural bones all around us, and that it actually triggers in us, in our genetics, racial memories. I mean, how deep does it go?
Yeah, you know, I can't speak to that, but I could tell you a little bit more about the indigenous worldview. And one striking book, you might have Dan Everett on. He wrote a book called Don't Sleep, There Are Snakes. That's what people in the Paraha society say to each other at night when they go to bed. And he was a missionary there for 23 years and wrote their language down and then translated the Book of Mark. And he had one of them record into a tape recorder at the time, the Book of Mark, and had a group of them listen. And at the end of listening to the Book of Mark, they said, "Do you know this Jesus?" And he said, "No." "Well, then why should we believe anything he says?" Because they only believe in eyewitnesses. So they don't do this hypothetical thinking thing. If you ask them, you know, what should Heinz do to save the life of his wife, they'll say, "Who's Heinz? I don't know Heinz." So they don't trust this hypothetical stuff. But then he said, but Jesus reading the Book of Mark really helped me because my mother committed suicide when I was an adolescent. And he said, "Suicide? What's that?" And then when he told them, they laughed.
Well, talk about a cliffhanger. Her Skype just cut out right as she said that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, even if you don't believe in evolution and all that, I'm not getting into that. The issue is these genetic memories are there. The globalists are aware of this. They're programming them. And they're programming them to make us weak and dumb and fearful and stupid. And so I'm saying that's why we have to get back to original cultures. That's why the globalists want to overwrite synthetically all original culture. I don't care what your culture is. It's better than the New World Order's culture. And so for me, it's important to get back to primitive ideas and primitive cultures, because that is the originator of humans. to basically be able to then understand what's happening currently. Because we're losing our humanity is what I'm saying. We're losing it. We've got to rediscover it. You got cut off there when they were saying suicide, what's that? And then they laughed and said.
Yeah, sorry. So they laughed and thought that was the craziest thing in they've ever heard of. You still hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because for them, life is a matter of death and transformation. You're always, when you die, you're going to be part of the tree or the mountain, or it's all life. There's no other place to go. There's no heaven or hell. They don't have any conception of that. So you're part of the world, and this is Mother Earth or Gaia or the Great Spirit, and you don't have to worry about going anywhere or leaving. It's just here now. And they were so happy, he decided that he had nothing to teach them, and he actually lost his faith and then became a linguist, a professor.
Wow. Well, regardless, the point is that they are incredibly comfortable in their skin. They've not been made modern and totally uncomfortable. So scientifically, what's the difference between those people and what we become today? Because I believe looking back at what humans were previously is the answer of how to not lose our humanity now. I want to come back in a final segment. Obviously, have you back soon. But the professor, regardless, folks, of what you think about what she's saying, the epigenetics is a key thing. What is it really? We'll be right back.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com or call 844-SILVER-4U.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We're going to finish up with Professor Darsha Narvaez here in just a moment. Very intriguing. Put her website on screen as well for folks. But what we know, bottom line, is this. We're not taking care of kids. You heard her. She said, you know, two parents there. That's what it's designed to do. Not attacking single-parent families or anybody. The point is that we're losing our humanity. And across the board, people, children don't know how to cook. They don't know how to do anything. I mean, my grandfathers could fix anything. My dad could fix a lot of stuff. I can fix hardly anything myself. And my dad was a good dad compared to most. We are becoming children of the Matrix is how I would describe it. So I wanted to let her have final comments on that, and people can learn more on her website that we'll put up on screen and also give out on air on the radio. But we know this, warehousing the kids, feeding them all the GMO, it's having just disastrous effects. I mean, I talk to people's children now on average, and I'm not bragging about my children. It's just that a lot of them are really obviously look unhealthy and are showing signs of all sorts of disorders, and we see those on the increase. Bottom line, what's happening, Professor?
Well, I think we've our baselines for what we think is normal has shifted. We think the way we're caring for kids is normal. This is a thing that happens all over in scholarship and human life. We think whatever we were raised with is normal. The animal studies show that if you have a low nurturing mother, the daughter is even worse the next generation. So I think we have a spiraling of worsening conditions for kids, and we don't really realize that because adults then have been raised not so well, and so they're a little more numb, they're a little more less perceptive, and not paying attention really. And we adults are very distracted themselves; they're not really emotionally present. So what happens when you don't raise babies well is you can't be in the present moment. You're very preoccupied with the things you didn't get emotionally or cognitively, and so it's really hard to just be in the moment. And so in my book that's coming out this summer on the neurobiology of human morality, I have a whole big long chapter about what to do if you didn't get raised well. And there are many things. So one is to learn to be in the present moment, to meditate, breathe deeply, learn to be not self-preoccupied, and there's a bunch of things to do about that. But if you're a parent, what you want to do is play. Get your kid out there playing outside as much as possible. We have parents who are afraid to let their kids outside because they think they're going to get kidnapped. And the crime rate is the same as 1970. So it's kind of craziness. It's the stress reactivity of the parents that's causing them to...
It's like people not swimming in the ocean because of great whites when they kill 5 people a year.
Yeah, right. So they get very hyper-reactive. So play with your kids. Let them go outside. Get them out there in the wilderness. And enjoy and connect to nature. That's how we're going to save nature or ourselves. So you've got to feel connected to it. Then you want to hold and touch and be affectionate, sit on the sofa close together if you're watching TV, whatever it is. Get in your body. Get back in your body, and you can help regrow yourself. The right hemisphere grows all throughout life. The thing is you can't let yourself get stress reactive because that keeps it from growing. So you have to get ways of, you know, being silly or playful or dancing, learning to dance or art. That stuff grows your creative side, which is going to make it easier for you to be in the present moment with your kids and to be more connected and
all right. More passionate. Well, I want to have you back out when the book comes out. I promise you'll come on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Professor. Really powerful information. And again, it's just another perspective out there. Regardless, our children are becoming like programmable zombies, and we've got to reverse it somehow. And it's just absolutely essential to run around and chase your kids around the house and the yard and act stupid. I mean, it's just essential just to have fun. And I could do that too more myself. I get so serious. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Please remember this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great non-GMO storable food, great customer service, super high quality, and a lot more at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on...